Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
All right, everyone, and welcome to Main Street Universe. Tonight is a casual night where we're going to do some readings, and then after that, we're going to do a brief Equinox Mabon ritual. And we do have a caller already online, but right before we get to them, just want to remind everybody that Main Street Universe is now a network of six shows. And, of course, this one, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, the flagship show with myself, Janice R. White, and Brett Hillman, Main Street Universe. Then on Thursdays at 1 p.m., or one daytime show, 1 p.m. Eastern Time is Uatau with Queen Mother Imaku. And she discusses Kemetic African tradition, of which she is one of the most interesting experts on it that I've heard. And her show is great. Each, like, one-hour show is packed with a ton of information each time you learn something. Last week was a little about the origin of the word yoga, and, well, she shares Kemetic prayers and other things like that. So 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Queen Mother Imaku. Then on Friday evenings, Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour with your host Jesse and Nichols George. Jesse is the author of two books, now four. The other two books are You, Me, Life, Dreams. And it's all about trying to make the perfect relationship. So this one, I think, is going to be a great book, and I've spoken to Jesse many times. We're friends, and yeah, I've started to read it a little bit in the ebook version, and it's looking really good. So You, Me, Life, Dreams with Jesse and Nicole George. 12 midnight, you can read Jesse. On Sundays, we have Darren Boucaire with his show, Spiritual Insight. And Darren is a reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans.
Or Nova.
That's right, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Mondays we have Walking on the Sidewalk with your host, Kevin Baer. And Kevin is the creator of the Horizon Oracle, a set of oracle cards that I myself use as my primary deck, as well as the traditional tarot. Kevin is an artist, and Kevin can be reached at www.templeofgaia.com. And if you're in the chat room, folks, a lot of times when I'm in the studio, the chat room crashes, so I don't know if I can see you or not. So, and once a month, we have some rotating shows that are coming on. I'll just announce the first one. And that is Earthlight Radio, which we've done our debut episode with your host, Ishitar.
Yeah.
And Ishitar will be joining us in about another couple weeks, I believe. She's in the process of a move, so her first return might be a little slower of a gap than a month. But she was actually told to move because her folks there that she was living with were on the upstairs were holy rollers, and they didn't think that she was Christian enough for her. And they wanted her to move.
They've never done that.
So even though she's a deeply spiritual person, but I guess they don't see eye to eye. Anyway, that's Earthlight Radio with Ishitar Zatara. So that makes up the Main Street Universe radio lineup, with the exception of our final hostess, Green Magic, Green Medicine with Susan Weed, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Yeah, she's very informative, and we were doing chocolate for two episodes and might briefly touch on it next week again, because more people want to know a little more detail about when we brought up the question, could chocolate help you lose weight?
Yeah, and, I'd kind of like to know that answer, too.
Yeah, and basically, it's yes. It has to do with the antioxidant properties in it.
Yeah.
But in detail, more with Susan next week. And as well, she's going to bring up the theme for that show, because she takes sort of a plant or a food that everyone enjoys, and maybe even comfort foods like chocolate and coffee, and in this case, butter. So she's going to be saying what's actually good for you about butter.
Yes, love sounds better.
So,
green magic,
green medicine with Susan Weed. At some point, I'd like to do a show with her that's about throwaway plants because she's such a plant expert. You know those ones for whatever like reason people are just so used to going, oh, we're going to, you got to cut that. You can't have that in your yard. And you always ask why. Like as a kid, people would take down certain trees and certain plants, and you always, it's kind of just for bourgeois decoration reasons. But, you know, dandelions is a good example, very nutritious.
Oh,
so
they're good to eat.
Yeah, so I want to maybe eventually talk her into doing a show about what are these plants that we're all so used to cutting away and throwing away. A lot of them are almost like superfoods and super antioxidant. So, anyway, that makes up the Main Street Universe Network. What's up, Janice?
For now.
For now, yeah, we'll be adding World Reggae Party in a little while.
And my,
well as,
and my woman's show, once I get that, once I get my head around it, I need somebody to do a logo for it, actually.
Right. Vista Prince is a good place. Like, the ones I did, I mean, I can come up with one for you if you want. I'm saying, I do mine at...
Well, I have the World Reggae card from Vista
Prince. Yeah, it's easy. It's easy to use. I just like using it. Anyway, we do have some callers, and let me bring on our third host as well. It's a little bit loosey-goosey tonight, folks.
Yes.
Brett, are you there?
I'm here.
Awesome.
Hi,
and how's your week been?
Exhausting, but...
Same here.
It's been one of those
Same
weeks.
Here.
I had an exposed nerve in the back of one of my teeth, and it was excruciatingly painful.
Ooh.
Yeah, so... It's calming down now, and and for other reasons, but it's going better. Picking up some work as well, and for those of you that don't know, I've sort of left the corporate cube. I'm not working my day job anymore. I'm just making money from my own electrical work and music and other things. So, Brett, do you have your cards ready?
I do.
I will go ahead and let you take the first reading, because that's how I am. And this guy is someone who was called before.
How generous of you.
Well, I have a guitar in my hand. That was why. All right, 207, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Good, how are you today?
Good, how's everybody else?
We're doing
Excellent.
Doing well.
Good.
Tom has called before. He's a regular listener to Main Street Universe, and I thank him for that very much.
I love your guitar.
All right. I mean, just for the show. I don't mean in life. Shuffling, Brett?
I am.
Okay, just making sure. It was a little quiet there for a minute.
I was asking, what can I do for you? I was waiting for him. I didn't know what I'm doing to read it for.
Yeah, general message, sir, or a specific question?
I have a question. I'd like to know, do you see me staying in the home that I presently reside in and getting my name on the deed or something different?
Well, let's see. Let me know when to stop shuffling.
Right there.
Okay. Okay. Well, I was going to do three cards, but a fourth card decided to fly out right after. And it is actually... I'll say it's a pretty heavy reading. I have a court card, and I have two major arcana, all three of them reversed, plus the other card that I have. Let me go through the three cards first. I have the King of Cups reversed, I have the Emperor reversed, and I have the Chariot reversed. And then the fourth card is the Two of Swords upright.
Ooh.
Well, let me put it plainly.
Okay.
You haven't even made a decision how to try about going about this, have you? You don't know what you want.
No, I know what I want. I just don't know how to obtain it.
Well, I'm looking at this, and these three cards, they're all kind of authoritative, but they're all reversed. The Chariot is generally making your own way. The Emperor is kind of being that authority figure. The King of Cups, of course, reversed. It's either you're being indecisive or you're refusing to see what's in front of you because you don't really want what you think you want. And because of that, the Two of Swords is kind of saying, you're not going anywhere. And generally, when you're not making any movement at all, generally none of the possibilities are going to happen. The possibility, it might be the worst possible option that might come to you, not because of desire, but because you're not making any efforts to get any of the possibilities. Possibilities. If you do nothing, you're obviously not going to get the deed. If you do nothing, you're obviously not going to find another place in time before the place that goes out. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Unfortunately,
go ahead.
My problem is finances. I'm back on my mortgage. I'm back on it again this month. I just hope that I can stay, ahead of it.
Kind of what I get the feeling is if you can stay ahead of it, I don't see you making a real strong effort to stay ahead of it. Mm. At least not as much as you need to make.
Well, I am on a fixed income.
Daniel, would you agree with me on that, Daniel?
Yeah, the card that Janice got was the Six of Swords. And that definitely, it's like, there's a potential to move forward. It's going to be, it's going slow. And you're stalling, and possibly even a hole in the boat. Like something is stalling, something is stopping him. And I'm going to go ahead.
And like I said here, all of these cards are authoritative, making your own way, being strong. At least my three main cards. My fourth card is just a not moving. But the other three cards are kind of saying why you're not moving. You're not being decisive. You're not making a strong enough effort. And being on a fixed income, believe me, I understand this. I know it's awful. I don't have the biggest finances, but I'm in a good place, but I have friends who are being moved from place to place, some of them in homes,
right,
and things and shelters. The effort still needs to be made. And it's difficult to hear because sometimes you're stopping yourself is generally not the best thing people want to hear, you know? You hear a lot of, I can blame this, I can blame that, I can blame this, which all of those are factors. But there is something here that you can grasp, and it might not be something you want, but there's something that can make you move forward that you're refusing to do.
Well, I wish I knew what that was.
Part of me thinks you do. It's just you don't want to go that route. And it's... I don't know what it is, but these things of authority, the Chariot, this is kind of there's a spiritual thing going on as well as a physical.
Yes.
you're just refusing to do something that you know you need to do. And I don't know what that thing is, but... Daniel, did you say you were getting your cards?
Yeah, and I'm also getting from this, because I got from the Oracle deck the leading card, which is, and it's in reverse, which is, again, you know, leadership in reverse. But that can not always be a bad thing, because that could mean help is on the way, meaning through another person. And I think I had a similar reading with this with Tom once before about keeping an eye out for help, for staying where you're at if that's what you want, or for finding the new place. Like, that can mean all kinds of things, like roommates or whatever. And another one is the New World card, and it plays into, when it's reversed, kind of walking away from something that feels, and it feels like it's taking forever. There's a lot of stagnation and stalemate going on here.
A lot of stalling.
And
some fear.
Could it be that you don't want a roommate? I'm going to be blunt. Could it be that you don't want a roommate?
You mean what? No, I want to remain in this house.
Okay.
I do. I can do this my home.
Well, no, not staying in your house. Do you want a roommate?
Roommate?
No, I can't have a roommate.
Oh, okay. Maybe in a situation where they're not allowed.
Maybe it's a roommate.
Or someone to help, because I'm getting cards associated with help, even leadership, coming from someone else, meaning someone that, you know, has strong qualities that can really help things out.
All right.
Let's try.
Can I ask why you can't have a roommate? Is it too personal? Is there a reason why you can't have a roommate?
The home isn't large enough.
Okay, it's a one-person, it's
a
one-bedroom?
No,
and
I have a family also.
Okay, that makes a difference.
That's a big difference.
It does. Unfortunately, I wish I could say what it is, but there's something you're not doing that you need to do, and it may be something as simple like Daniel's looking for. Maybe you need to look for help in places you haven't looked before. Let me try getting three more cards.
Thank you.
Okay. King of Wands reversed, Four of Wands reversed, Eight of Cups. You know, I hate to say it like this. It might be something like trying to find a different place, because I'm getting a lot of reversed cards. Now, sometimes this isn't always bad, but a lot of these are self-doing cards, and I just don't see it working out. And the Eight of Cups is walking away from something.
Mm-hmm.
And
I had that too.
The first card that Daniel got was walking away from something. This might not be the place.
Wow.
And it might be a better place. But it might have to be something that's more to your income. And
like,
yes, I understand moving a family, that's always stressful. Always, always stressful.
Maybe it's not roommate, but it's maybe moving in with folks that help, even though you want to
family.
Stay. But there's an awful lot of walking away in all these cards. I had the New World reversed, the Leadership reversed, which means you're going with new people and new things, and it's the, you know, kind of trusting the new thing or the new leader if it was a specific person.
Yeah.
And again, you know, it being smoother with Janice's thing about the Six of Swords is in the Rider-Waite version, on the front of it, the water is smoother than the water behind it. You know, it's like ripply and stuff like that. So this travels in a slow move, but it's showing. I'm not seeing a positive result outside of a roommate helping or moving into a better situation. At least not at this time. Circumstances can change, but that's.
I'm like the two kings reversed and the emperor reversed.
Yeah.
I don't see you having the power or authority to get out of this on your own.
On my own.
Yeah.
By on your own, I mean in your current situation as you are now. And the thing is, circumstances may change, but right now, as it stands, it's always, it's of your own power, or at least of your family's power, you're working. I don't really see this house working out. And that's about the only way that I can slice it with these cards. I mean, I just don't think you are in the place right now for you to be there.
Could I ask you to throw one more card and ask if the possibility of the situation changing?
Sure. Another reversed card of the King of Pentacles. I got three kings here. Technically four. And they're all reversed.
What does the King of Pentacles represent?
Well, ironically, the King of Pentacles represent, if it's upright, it represents providing stability. I don't see it here. It's three reversed kings. Authority is just not here. You might even... Here's a thing that I've kind of been battling in my brain. Is there a possibility to move in with family?
Actually, no. It's the family that's holding the mortgage, and they're out of state. It's not a mortgage.
Your family is holding the mortgage.
Yeah, they took a loan to purchase this home.
Oh.
So I make the loan payment.
That actually kind of adds some sense into this.
It is a lot of stress, too, if you got that card a couple of times.
Yeah.
Well, my I just laid down, because this time, instead of talking with my older cards I pulled, I'm not saying about anybody else, around the what's going on stuff, I'm like, okay, what can be done about this? What can be done to satisfy, very specifically, his will in this situation? And the card I got...
A very different question than the one we're asking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
a very different question than the one we're asking.
Yeah, in some ways, yes. And so what I'm saying is the one I got was the drawing, which is an intelligent use of resources, as well as some praying and drawing them out. The other one next is the project card reversed, which is, again, how we're all getting a vibe that there might be help from someone. Maybe instead of help from, like we were thinking, a renter, because we were all kind of getting that vibe, like a renter or someone helped to pay the bills or a roommate. Projects meaning maybe you become part...
Of a project
that starts paying you extra money outside of that fixed income.
Okay.
And to keep your eyes open for someone who invites you to this. That's what the project card is in reverse. If it was upright, the project card is you working on your project, your dream. It's going to take a while. And this is a slow project, too. They're chipping away at a block, and in the card, the block is barely formed into anything. It's just got a couple of chips out of it. So I'm thinking maybe that outside help
we all mentioned
potentially that's needed is not about that, but someone maybe inviting you to a business venture and keeping your eyes out to start bringing in more money. Because at the end of the day, this is all about money.
And you know what? Another thing that kind of goes with my cards and my vibes, keep your ears open for anything, no matter how small. Do not let pride get in the way of doing a small job.
No, I don't.
Yeah, good. That's good.
That's a scary thought. That's a scary thought, but that's something I've been thinking.
Yeah, because I think all of us were getting this thing about help from the outside, and I decided to ask it in a way outside of what I had already said about the roommate and all that. So it seems like it's saying to me, somebody might come up with an interesting project that might take a while to develop, but it might be some money to make extra money outside of your fixed income, something within your ability, something you could do or help with that could help be that supplemental income to get you over the hump.
That's all I need.
Yeah. So keeping an eye out for that, doing networking, finding people even. Like, it's kind of aggressive because all Brett's kings were all in reverse. And any knight card or king in reverse means
an aggressive male, or at least an aggression.
So it's going out and being really, you know, getting on the horse and maybe finding some way to be part of something that makes you the extra income to supplement. And making that your number one priority is
really
very important to you.
A big thing to note. Yeah, all the kings are reversed. You need to find a way to get out of that reverse state and be a not scattered about it, be straight and be that authoritative voice.
And he needs to stop letting his family keep pulling him into negative forces. I got the temptation card from the psychic tarot, and it's saying that you're allowing other people to make judgments that you should be making yourself.
Which is tough to do, not to let that judgment. You start feeling it even if they're not saying it. You're like, man, they're thinking I'm, you know, not, you know, because I rent too, you know, and I work independently.
Yeah.
So if I have a couple of days without any way to make money, I start, you know, the insecurities start to come in.
Yeah, I know that quite well.
So it's a very tough situation to be in.
It's a tough situation, yeah.
But I'm saying keeping an eye out for just start thinking, look, I'm just making money outside of that fixed income, thinking outside of that box. I know certain fixed incomes have rules and regulations and laws. I'm not commenting on that here. I'm just saying if for the solution to this problem is a fixed income and keeping away from just that and finding a project that pays and becoming involved and being kind of aggressive. Get out there, start looking for all different ways to make contacts for people that can maybe help you make some money, even if it's just enough to supplement and get you a little more comfortable.
That's all I need. That's all
Keep
I need.
Keep an eye out for that, because it seems like Project Reverse is saying that someone may come along soon if you keep your eyes out and be aggressive about it. Something may approach you even. As you continue to network, how that works, word of mouth, just like when I get jobs, you know, doing electrical work. I go to someone's house, it's because I'm out there doing it. I'm out there in the world. I'm out there talking to people. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I got three new jobs just from showing up to the one I did show up to. But you know what I mean. Definitely aggressive networking is in this, and finding someone can help you do that, okay?
And swallow my pride.
A little bit, yes.
Definitely.
And we all need to
but
do that.
But those things aren't easy, I understand.
Well, I don't have any pride anymore. I've been at this so long, you know, and it's not a problem for me. You know,
well,
I got to pay the electric bill to keep the electric on. And
a lot of the king reverse going on there, you know. You got to start feeling good about yourself again. Would you agree, Brett? Definitely.
Yeah,
I agree.
You need to be more, like I said, you need to be authoritative. Here's the thing. Here's the thing you're missing. You have taken care of a family through all of this. You have been there for your family through all of this. You have authority. You have strength. You just need to use it. You just don't see the strength because it seems so hard, but you managed to get this far.
But you're still helping them. Remember that.
Yeah.
With all this kind of payment structure.
Exactly.
Like I'm helping my brother and his wife with paying rent to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Just
do it.
Move forward. Don't look back on what has happened to this point. You need to think about what you're doing now.
And find other ways to bring in that supplemental income and make it priority number one. And have, you know, you deserve it. And keep telling yourself you deserve it. You know, self-love, as they say. It's easy to say and talk about in a conversation, but really saying, look, you know, I'm the captain here. That's why I have my captain's wheel necklace. Brett might appreciate that. And and it's just saying, look, you know, I'm needed. I'm needed for me. I'm important. I deserve it. And I'm just going to start making extra money, and I'm going to find out how, and I'm just going to do it. Then make it number one priority, because obviously you've asked about this more than once, which is good, and that's what I see.
Okay.
Supplemental
income. Yeah, and like I said, it's going to take a lot of work.
That's okay.
I've said this many, many times before, and it has not happened often. We don't like bad readings, but
right.
No.
Readings that you or things you need to hear happen.
That's right.
We're not going to candy coat it. You know what I mean? We're going to say what we get. But it's not all negative.
It's not all negative.
There's always that hope. And the swords, you know, some of them they're not very friendly. I'll say this, of all the kings you did get, you didn't get the King of Swords reversed.
Yeah,
but you didn't get the full set.
So something is going for me.
Yeah, so just move forward, be authoritative. You there's probably some work in fields that you have done before that you have experience in.
Oh, that's funny you say fields. I live right around potato fields, and everybody got washed out, and they have potato blight. I tried working in the fields, and, you know, they're not putting out their harvest this year. But that's ironic you said fields.
Yeah, and just that's not a good place for a city to be in or a town to be in either.
No, it's not. But that's where I live, you know.
Oh, remember this.
Well, welcome to the United States
comes
in 2013.
Lots of ways to go and try to say, hey, how can I find a way to make money and get supplement my income? Explore
you
all
take care. We all wish you the best.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
All right, I'll talk to you real soon and let you know that things are better.
Yes, absolutely. And we wish you the best as well.
We are looking forward to that call.
Yes, because it took a while to get to the okay. Because when you were saying the not authoritative, that can also just sometimes mean non-confidence. And he started getting to that as the conversation went on. You know, like, okay, he didn't seem like he really had a lot of faith in himself. Understandably so. These things are easy to talk about, but when you live...
Well, the thing was, it wasn't just that he got three kings reversed. It was the first one of all three sets of cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it in kind of a 3x3 pattern as I was going, and, you know, except for the last one where I only pulled out one card, but the king was the first one of that row. They were, like, in a row, line together.
Yes.
So.
And
that,
again,
I think that's the heart of the matter.
And
then there's the spiritual elements of that, which was represented by the emperor. So I think it's deep down in his very core. And that's not a good place to be.
Right. But
so,
again, the way being...
I think if he moves forward, it'll work well for him.
Yeah. And it even said, according to my cards, that if he does start getting out the thing, making it number one priority to make a supplemental income, that even some help is on the way. The leadership in reverse is not you necessarily, but somebody else. Oh, you found somebody that's doing something really interesting. And in the project in reverse, you're helping somebody with their project that can be profitable for you. If it was upright, it would be your project. So I think that's a good takeaway. even though the middle of the reading was a little dark, I guess. But
yeah.
but the ending of it was believing in yourself and making that, because it's obviously a deep concern, your number one priority. And we do have other calls. And I believe the next one, who's been holding for a while, is another 207. Welcome, Dimitri Universe.
Hello, my name is Dee, and I would just like a general message, if that's okay.
Dee?
Okay. Well, I have four sets of cards here.
Oh.
So, A, B, C, or D?
C.
Okay. You got my first deck. So...
And you, do you want... Here, let me see the microphone there. I'm just bringing it closer to you, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, this is my first deck, and it's kind of... It has playing cards and tarot symbology on both.
Now, I thought your very first one, didn't your grandma give to you?
This is the first one I bought.
Oh,
yeah.
The first one that you initiated for yourself.
Yeah, but my very first one I did get from my grandmother.
It's that one that's kind of like playing cards.
Yeah, well, this is playing cards.
Oh, that one's very similar. Okay.
Yeah. So, because she read playing cards, but to me that's a little bit more difficult.
Well,
so,
there's no major arcana.
Well, yeah.
But they're great practice.
They're
if you're practicing the minor arcana, which some people struggle with a little more. They're great practice for the suits and all that.
Dee, tell me when to stop shuffling.
Okay, stop.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'm going to take out four. Ooh. I think some of the energy of the last card is still around. Okay.
Oh, no.
Are you worried about... Okay, let me tell you what I see here. I see the Pope, which is usually in a regular deck, the Hierophant, which is authority. It could be religious authority, but it's... Or like a cop, policeman type of thing. But it's an authority figure who has more authority than you have. And that's reversed. Usually the Hierophant is a pretty decent card, whether if it's a religious or if it's a cop or whatever. It's pretty a decent card, but this is reversed. And what it's telling me, there's a lot of disloyalty around you. In fact, all four cards that I pulled have some level of somebody's being dishonest with you. And you know that this person's being dishonest with you, but you still have this person around you for whatever reason. I have the...
Yes.
Okay. I have the Seven of Diamonds, and that's you're worried about this connection with this person. I'm seeing a lot of women here, and I don't want to put, you know, we can't be friends with each other because we can. But... There's, no, every card here has a woman in it. So you're worried about this woman. She's disappointed you in the past. She's talked about you behind and in front of your back in ways that you didn't recognize at first. You're very disappointed with this person, so I feel that there's a family angle on it. Doing the first three cards. We have the Pope. We have the Seven of Diamonds reversed. We have the cart, which is usually the chariot, the first three. Then we have the tower, and it's upright. You're going through some major changes here. And your sense of balance is not there, and you feel like you're falling. You might not be physically falling, but there's a mental aspect of that you feel that you're falling. And those are the first four. So I pulled up another card because, you know, I don't want this to be bad reading night. And this is the two of spades. No, the two of clubs. Two of clubs. And this is saying that you have to be very bold in your dealings with this woman. And you have to be very exact. And you got to have to stand your ground, because she thinks you're a pushover, and she's going to continue to push over you if you allow that to happen.
Okay.
So tell me what you think.
Well, it sounds like my mother-in-law.
Okay. Okay. And how long has this been on, since you got married?
Oh, yeah. But she's like that with everybody.
All right. Is it required that you see her?
No.
Okay.
No, I avoid her as much as possible.
Dominating woman?
Oh, Queen of Wands. And in fact, if it's reversed, that's even more so. It's an over upright. It's maybe a dominant female, but that's actually very intelligent and gets things done. In reverse, it's kind of okay. There's a lot of wands, but are these positive things that are being built with all of this?
She's bringing you down.
Might be really smart, but a little bit. But very
I think
dominant.
She's very What I'm saying is she's very deceptive. Like she treats one way, and she treats. Treats your son, well, not your son, but her son, another, and she does things, to make you look, if I can be frank, stupid.
Oh, she's a troublemaker, and she's not very smart. She does this to everybody.
Okay. Can you avoid her?
Oh, I do. Avoid her.
That's the next color thing. Maybe just stay away.
Yeah. I mean, not like... somebody that you have to see on a regular basis, or
no,
you would be a lot better if you avoid her.
I do.
Yeah,
I have
be a lot
little
better
contact
if you avoid
her. I can. Yeah, she's poison. She is. She's poison. I avoid her.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it has the madman, but even though it looks like a woman too, and it's breaking of divine communication. She doesn't really want to talk to you.
That's good.
There you go.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that? Brad,
oh,
to you or Daniel?
I see it the same way.
Uh-huh.
It's always funny when you have a reading where they say, okay, avoid somebody, but sometimes it's just best to know where people are. And you can still occasionally, like if you have to see them on the holidays or something, you can deal with them. But sometimes
it's a short period of time.
Short burst.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just good not to have that incorporated into what you're doing.
She's like that with everybody, though. She is like that with everybody,
mm.
Not just me.
Right.
Well, you know, there's a thing called what you sow is what you reap.
Yeah.
So if you keep sowing seeds of poison, that's what you're going to get in return.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So... let me take out one more card, because it's pretty, to me it's pretty self-explanatory, but sudden event. This is the Ace of Swords. Still not really a good card with the other cards. It says imposter.
Right.
She's
playing into the deception.
Yeah.
The swords is deception as well.
Yeah.
It's
better for you to avoid her. That's the basic message that I'm getting.
I know not everybody calls to get the message, avoid your mother-in-law, but I guess that's what the universe was wanted for you this evening.
Can I ask you about, I'm a little nervous with the Tower card. Is that what I'm going through now, or is that a future card?
Which one?
The Tower.
The Tower. That's what you're going through now. Maybe not to the point where you're stopping traffic, but everything is not where you want it to be right now, financially or with the fam.
No.
Yeah, it's not where you want to be. So the Tower is happening right now, actually.
And is this going to move along soon? I mean, will it get better soon? That's what I really want to know.
It'll be better in about 3 months or so.
Oh, ah.
But not before then.
Of course, I've been muted. I just drew three cards myself, and I muted myself, apparently. So, I got the High Priestess reversed.
Not a good card.
The Three of Swords and the Knight of Swords.
Yeah.
The ending isn't bad.
Three of Swords is... The ending isn't bad, but...
Three of Swords is heartbreak.
Yeah.
Usually a triangle.
Uh-huh. And I was going to say, with the High Priestess and the... So it's, I kind of see this, it's kind of this, wow, it seems to be a running theme tonight, this don't doubt yourself, you get this right feeling, avoid this person, and kind of, you know, you kind of got the message about her, you kind of got her pinned, back away.
Okay.
And I would say trusting in yourself. The Knight of Swords is actually a really good card. The Philosopher in my deck, the Philosopher King is a pretty big, major, important archetype in many stories. But in this case, it's a person who, you know, goes by their own values and really holds firm to them over those of where they think others should think they should be.
Yeah. Okay.
And also, she's trying to get
but
you
right
to
now,
think.
But right now, I think that...
Thanks, and... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Brett. And then I
was just saying, right now, that Three of Swords is happening. You know, that's happening right now, too. That kind of just... It's sorrow, it's a pain, it's grieving, it's... It is not easy.
No, it's not. It hasn't been.
But just... You know what? I'm going to say this flat out. You're right here. So just go with it.
I know that. That don't make it easy, though.
No, it does not. Especially, but it's usually, that's not the message you get. It's usually, like, there's something you're missing, but you got the, you're right.
Yeah, I know. You know, that's funny. I know that.
Mm-hmm. But I was going to say, I know a lot of Queen of Swords, reversed and upright type women. They are definitely, definitely different creatures. So, just be careful. The Queen of Swords literally is the woman of cut off her head from Alice in Wonderland type feel. That kind of stuff happens, you know?
Yeah.
If she doesn't like you, she's going to be out to get you, you know?
I know it.
And you said she does this with everybody.
She does. She does it with everybody. She stirs the pot. She's always on the outs with somebody. She makes the rounds. That's what I call it. She makes the rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks about everybody behind their back. And, you know, she's talking about you and she goes to them. I mean, it's just the way it is. She's poison. She's a miserable woman. She makes things up. She's just, I've never met somebody like this in my life. Most people have already avoided. Our daughter hasn't spoken to her in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she alienates everybody. Whoever can get away from her does.
That is not a person I'd want to be or be around.
No.
Well, I think in the end, though, the Knight of Swords is not a bad card to have for that, because that means you going on with your own ideas and with some swiftness. Card like that can. Well, Janice, I'll go with hers because she was the reader, and she said, you know, a few months, some of your situations will begin to clear up a little bit.
If she avoids her.
Okay.
If you avoid her, and if you keep a clear head. The Swords is often not. If it's the Knight of Swords, I see it as, you know, you charge forward with your ideas and your things and not someone else's. And it's like charging forward a little bit like our last caller, someone that has to become that Knight of Swords and charge forward with his ideas and have faith in them.
Yes. Have faith in yourself. Stand your ground.
Yeah, standing your ground.
Oh,
I quickly forward.
I do, and I live my life the way I want, and I don't, you know, pay any attention to anything she has to do, but I just worry about her causing trouble to me. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well. I wish you all the luck. I would really avoid her.
I'll say be careful. If you have Kel is strong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Dee.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling me Mainstream Universe.
And I believe this one is yours coming up, Daniel.
Waiting for 41 minutes. Wow,
this will
thank
be
you.
The happy one.
For the wait. Here we go. We'll be 302. And then after that is 978. I see you there. 302, welcome to Main Street Universe. You're on the air.
Thank you. My name is Taria, and I'm calling because my boyfriend is a journalist who is in Egypt, and it's just a very, very tense time. He can't communicate, you know, as much as he would like, so I am extremely. And I'm just wondering what you see for our future.
Okay, so this is someone at a distance. You're having difficult times communicating with them. You broke up a little in the early part. You said in Egypt?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we'll see what's going on there. It's funny, as you were talking, I picked up the deck and two cards fell out, so we usually go with that. And I'll... Not that. And okay. It's funny that you said Egypt, because one of the cards that came up is a card called the News card, which, of course, Egypt has definitely been in the news recently for some of the events going on there. And, again, the one before that is the one that's really grabbing me, and that is keeping an eye out for some unusual information, but first... Like something's going to come to you. This is like a revelation. That's how I view this card, which is like that eureka, something that will come to you. However, that doesn't mean don't plan, because I got this card, 949, the planning card. And this is about planning for future life events, not just planning for any old thing. And so this is it's very deep in that way. So this is definitely going to take hard work and planning, but something's going to kind of come to you in like a, almost like a like I said, like an inventor or a writer gets a eureka moment, and potentially within about 3 weeks something will come and you'll be like, oh wait, I could do this or I could do that, and this could help me in that situation. I'm going to draw right off the top because that's what I'm getting the urge to, but there's a little bit of stability and planning and a very kind of blue collar going along before this revelation. Because the planning card, then I get the mobility card, which is actually, even though it sounds like that, it's one shoe on the road. So it's, you know, somebody making shoes. So they're moving, but it's slow, and you plan and you're careful on how you approach this. And again, the other one is walking in reverse. And as I said before, the news card was talking about some kind of revelation might come to you. Might even come to you from modern media. Like mm-hmm. you're fishing around, Facebook or the internet or something, and something is just like, oh wow, look, something. Wait, I could do this, or I could be part of this. But it will definitely be something that's a little slow moving and require planning. But it seems like something that has a potential to work out through a revelation that might come to you soon. Now I'm going to go ahead this time, and I'm going to divide the deck into three piles. I want you to pick from pile one, pile two, or pile three.
Okay. Hello?
Pile one.
Okay. That's where I had my hand. Now I'm going to pick the next one. I'm also seeing a medical issue here for someone. This
doesn't necessarily have to be, sometimes this is just a guard against, you know, a situation somebody is in, or are you living right, you know, are you, or is someone around you in this situation? I'm seeing some court is definitely seeing life through the lens of there might be a medical condition coming up. It's a warning card about guarding against not living right. It could also mean potentially it's someone around you, the person involved, something might happen. Again, this isn't life and death. It just means how these things can change. Just like this week, I had an issue. You know, I had a really bad toothache earlier this week, and that just changes your entire perspective. You don't have any perspective except for pain. So there's some kind of medical thing going on. And then the card after that is a card about possibly meeting up again. So I'm seeing a positive result from this, but it's showing me through definitely some planning. Definitely, it's going to be a little while, I think, before it'll work out to see this person again. But again, like I said, within a few weeks, I'm picturing that an idea comes to you, including another aspect of it is, I get part of this other card is ideas coming to you. It was the impact card in reverse. So something, if you keep your eyes out and you start planning and looking around of how can I make this happen and keep this communication going, is, as I said, there's another way to say it, but some sort of eureka moment within a few weeks, something comes to you, someone brings it to you and says, hey, why don't you do this? Hey, why don't you try that? So now I'm going to ask it really specifically now. Or, since it's your situation, tell me what you want out of this in the next, say, the next couple of months. Are you looking to meet with this, unite with them in person?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the be-all, end-all. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pick from pile 1, 2, or 3.
3.
Pile 1 or 2?
2.
Okay. Well, it's someone else. Again, it's help from outside. Again, just like before, like a revelation comes to you. This one is, if this one is upright, it's called the drive card. It's you taking the wheel. I'm getting this powerful feeling to keep your eyes out for someone that comes to help you with a new idea. Now I'm going to draw it that if this works out and if you follow this, pile 1, 2, or 3.
1.
Okay. Long one take. Okay. It's showing me it's going to be a while, but that it is possible, and each one is showing me, because it's in reverse, that it's coming from outside help. Some person you meet while you're out there in the world or while searching for information is going to bring you some information to help you this, and it'll be, that may happen within a few weeks, kind of giving you the takeaway, and then after that, it'll be a few months after that. That's what I got. So coming up in the near future, I said like about 3 or 4 weeks, if you're keeping your eyes out and looking, something potential, like I said, a eureka moment or somebody brings you a great piece of information to help and assist you with this, and you suddenly go, oh, you know, I could do that. And Janice, you drew a card as well. I was curious.
Oh, yes. I drew the 7 of Pentacles where they're talking about you sow the seeds.
The planning,
planning.
Or,
but You have to sow the seeds first. You can't, like, go to Egypt, like, next week or anything.
Yeah.
You have to.
So plan and keep planning and keep even communicate with people that maybe do similar things, like groups that go over there or something. You know what I mean?
No groups going over there.
Yeah.
And,
or that maybe can bring this person here, whatever the – I was getting more of the you meeting there, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe coming back here. But the –
Are you planning to bring this person back to the state?
He, well, initially that was the plan. This was supposed to be his last war assignment. And we planned on getting married and starting a family and house hunting and everything else. And all of the cards that you pulled were really powerful because I've become very close to his best friends. And they're dealing with health issues, and I had a health issue myself, and he's been shot twice. So in his communication with me, there's been, I think that's why I've been on edge too, because I'm concerned about his physical health as well.
Yeah, and it was definitely, it came up that there are
somebody, you know,
people going through, you know, injury and some health problems. And that's the lens card in this deck, it's called. And it's seeing things through the lens of how it changes your life when you see things through injury, through sickness.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like a slow grind, but it might happen. Like I said, it looks like he may have help. And then you mentioned his friend. So I was getting a lot of help, and somebody might come up with a revelation and say, look out for within the next 3 or 4 weeks or so for some kind of revelation that helps things move along a little. That would be my takeaway from this.
Yeah, he communicates with one of his best friends, and he basically told him just to look out for me, and if I need anything, just be there for her. So that's interesting, too.
So, yeah, definitely a lot of, and we had a lot of those other people helping cards coming up. Was the impact card?
Yeah.
In general, for everybody's readings, we've kind of been in that direction a little. But anyway, I hope that helps somewhat.
It does.
And I thank you for calling us.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And we have other readers on the network, too. We got Darren Bouquet on Sundays, who's a professional reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo. He's very skilled and sought out in New Orleans, known for a little bit of its mysticism, his New Orleans. And so if you want to, we don't always do reading shows on Wednesday. So I'm saying we do, and we'll often take them, and we're doing tonight. So if you want to recap, feel free to call Darren or Kevin. Kevin's on Monday night. Darren at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo is on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. So feel free to call and give us a recap and let us know how things are going.
Yes,
definitely. Thank you.
All right, and thank you. Okay, 302. Tough situation. A lot of tough situations tonight. That's life. You have your learning experiences, and you're good and you're bad. And I think we got time for two more callers. We have 978 has been holding the longest, and I see you 859.
Hi, this is 978. Okay. You there? Hi.
Here.
this is the first time I called in to you people. My name is Kathleen. However, I've spoken to Darren, and he's incredible.
Oh, Darren,
I know you mentioned him. Oh, my good God.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
Really good.
And
Darren was my, so I'm like a student of Darren. So.
Well, I have a question. I have a couple of questions, but this is breaking my heart. I have a son who is 30 years old, come December. He has a girlfriend who's going to be 40 in November. I think of her as a cougar. She is gorgeous. She has an incredible job with IBM. She owns her own home in North Carolina, where my son lives. She used to live in Japan, also France, very well read. Okay? Now, they initially, when they first met, she had a miscarriage. And then they had a baby. And I have a 5-month-old grandson. Now, the first time I met her, she came to my house And I would think if, you know, my son brings his girlfriend, even though I'm in my 50s and she's going to be 40, she should put on the charm. I'm sorry, but that's the way I was brought up. I was respectful of my, you know, in-laws. Anyway, I guess she didn't like the words my son and I shared. And there's always tension between us, but there was no yelling and screaming. She got up and walked out. Then she had the baby. They were up here Labor Day weekend, and she would not come to my house. My son brought the baby to my house. We left on good terms. But now he has blocked me on Facebook, his cell phone. I can't even email him. And I am so hurt because this is my only grandchild. I have two sons. I have one who's 25, too, who lives down in North Carolina. But it's like, how much influence does she? And he said, I'm going to counseling, Mom, because of you. I said, listen, you haven't lived with me since you were 16. Your dad and I have been divorced for 30-something years. And you're blaming me for all the hard problems you got going?
Yeah.
I want to know what your take is on this.
And so I guess the question is, I believe this is Bress, but Denise will probably pull some cards too, because she was getting involved over there.
I want to know if my son is going to break down and get in touch with me and when.
Okay. You're saying let's make it a really focused question. Since it's a very specific situation, let the question be: how are you? Is your son going to start communicating with you again and get away from her? What seems like a grip.
Yes. And can I see my grandson, you know?
Well, let's see. Let me know when to stop shuffling.
Keep going.
I have been shuffling the entire time you've been talking. And I'll keep going.
Oh.
So no,
all right. No, you
no, just
can.
Keep going.
You can stop, honey. You can stop.
Okay. Pile one or two.
I'll take two. Because I feel like I'm in the middle.
Okay. That's a good reason. Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Hi.
Three of Wands, Queen of Wands reversed, the Fool. I really think this is a pretty obvious reading. I think there are some issues. I'm going to say it like this. I think there are some issues that he is working through, and a couple that
because
are on
of
the top
me?
Might involve you. No, but his guide for dealing with these issues is focusing on those and not any underlying ones, not any other ones. It's focusing on those to the exclusion of what can be any other problem in the world.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
So I'm saying
so
that
he thinks
that
I'm
he's
a problem.
Growing. No. Hold on. Mm-hmm. I'm saying he's doing a lot of growth himself.
Okay.
And I'm kind of sorry to say that he jumped from a mother to a mother figure. One who honestly may or may not have his best interest at heart.
Yep.
And there could be some issues that do involve you, and it's not because you're a bad parent or anything. It happens. Kids and their parents do have conflict. It doesn't matter how great a family you are. The thing is, I think here that you mentioned he's going to therapy, I think the guide that he has is kind of telling him to focus on those areas and excluding any other areas that could be problems in his life. So basically he's kind of growing in a way, you know, he's growing, but he's not looking in the right areas that he needs to grow in. But I see an actual silver lining here. Because eventually he's going to realize, hey, some of the things that are going wrong here are my fault too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what the Fool represents, a kind of a new beginning, a new realization. Would you guys agree with me on that?
Yes, and definitely the Queen of Wands reversed, I agree with, because that's a dominant female dominating this guy.
Well, you know what, Wands is, what, Leo Sagittarius?
Well, yeah, one is fire.
I'm a Leo. I'm fire.
Oh, okay. My brother's a Leo.
The thing is, a lot of people say swords are fire, at least in my, for me, swords are fire. So
right.
Even in this deck.
Well,
so,
in Tara Waite, or whatever you want to call it, the ones I fiddle around with, wands are Leo Sagittarius. What deck are you using?
I am using an angel deck.
Oh, okay.
And like I said, even the Wyatt, the Rider-Waite tarot, there is some ambiguity there, so people can use their own feeling on the cards. The thing is, like you said, it sounds like you have some. You have some familiarity with the cards, which, you know, is a good thing. The thing is, the reader and the readee are going to have different views, and when you ask someone,
exactly,
sometimes the readee is going to get something completely different based on their view of the cards. And these are my cards, and they have served me well for what,
yeah,
2-3 years.
Yeah, I can't
read
myself. I know that.
I wouldn't read myself. I refuse to read myself because I'm going to get what I want to see,
exactly.
Not what I should see. So,
so the silver lining, when is that going to take place, that he's going to see that? Does he see that some of it is her, too? Because I think she's dangling that baby in front of him like a carrot.
Can I say that?
Like,
well,
can I just jump in, please?
It is his kid. It is his.
No, but, you know, she has the. He's a jazz musician, and he's very well known. He knows Wynton Marsalis, and he's played with them and the Newport Jazz Festival. He's very well known.
Wow.
Down south. Okay, he's been studying piano since he was 6, and he does gigs down there. And if you look up Ryan Hansler, you'll see a lot on this kid, and he's something else. And she met him in a piano bar he was playing, and he was playing jazz. She was with her girlfriends. But he's a little bit of a Casanova, this guy. He was married before. He was cheating on the wife. No kids with the first wife.
I was going to say, here, he needs to do some growing up of his own. And I'll be honest with you, I've already forgot his name, because I don't need
Ryan,
to know the story. In fact,
R-Y-A-N.
No. What I meant was I don't want to know, you know.
Oh,
I think
well,
the less I know,
already,
the better.
Yeah. So that's out in the open.
Yep, that's fine. But the thing is, he has got to do some growing of his own. Yeah, he doesn't have the best person for it. But, you know, I'm going to say this. It's not a good thing. But a lot of times those bad habits come back. And he might end up doing the wrong thing. It might end up coming for the better in the end, if that makes sense. Let me draw three more cards. That's why I said, let me draw three more cards. Because I now have the Knight of Wands,
yeah,
the Ten of Swords, and the Knight of Pentacles. Two knights. I've gotten a lot of court cards tonight. You guys haven't noticed.
Yeah, the knights. Yeah, I know.
The knights,
yeah.
The kings, I've gotten them all.
Yeah.
But the Knight of Wands, even in his upright position, he's kind of the guy that kind of sets fires thing. He's the burning village type person, even in his upright phase. He strokes the fire. And then the Ten of Swords. You are familiar with the Ten of Swords, I'm guessing.
But what do you mean he stokes the fire? He stirs the shit? Is that what you're saying?
Kind of, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
I am very blunt.
I was trying to be a little bit more clean in my way of saying it.
Yeah.
He's the initiator.
It's a good way of putting it.
He stirs the shit.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, he stirs it, and then he walks away for everyone to drown in it.
Yes, he does.
More or less, and that's... And then the Knight of Pentacles, reversed here. The Knight of Pentacles is kind of the artisan projects. I think if anything goes wrong, I don't see any willingness to do the work to put it back together. I mean, he's already left a first wife here. Now, sometimes, like I said, there's a period of growth I see here. But right now, yeah, I see this woman dominating him. That Queen of Wands reversed.
Do you think he's going to break away from her?
No.
No,
but I see multiple screw-ups
like even
happening
in
that
2 years
will force them apart.
Or,
I'm
sorry, hen?
I don't see him walking away willingly. What I see is a lot of things going on that's going to force them apart. But I don't see him... And that baby, as bad as this sounds... like you said, it's a carrot, and that's I don't want to use he/she, but you hear a lot of times we stayed together because of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's got the money more than he does, and she can take that child, very good care of them, and they were going to get married. It's kind of like been postponed, and I wonder if she thinks that she's worried that he might want a prenup. That's my thing I'm throwing out there.
Okay.
I would say that would probably be a smart move on his part.
Right, and I don't think he's that smart. I got to tell you, I don't think he's that smart, and he wouldn't think that way. But I think she's that smart to figure it out. And are they going to go through with a marriage?
I see my biggest thing is I don't see that willingness to work for or anything. I think that domination is going to be what kind of holds the reins. But I don't see him walking away willingly.
He's not going to walk
away. In other words,
Daniel, you've been strangely silent.
I need to. Is she going to throw him out to the curb?
Now, we've been talking amongst each other, Janice and I, a little bit. Well, I asked very specifically a timing question, and there's a way to do it for Tarot, and there's a way to do it for the Horizon Oracle. And I asked it in the if mode. I said, if walks away from this, how long is this going to take?
Yeah.
The card that I pulled was a card that signifies... A lot of months. Because I have my own rules for
it. A lot of months?
Meaning, I'm talking a few years. It's going
He'll
to take a while.
He'll walk away in a few years.
Yeah.
Year. Yeah.
I'm talking, let's see what I'm doing.
I would say it's better to say it to describe it as months as opposed to years, and
no,
it's a
years.
Lot of months because I can see this like things going back and forth, that kind of thing. Well,
yeah.
It's divided into months because there'll be ups, there'll be downs, it'll be a roller coaster. Is kind of what I'm kind of getting from.
And
he
does not have the high ground either because he got the seven of.
I know that.
Wands reversed, which means you lost your high ground. He's not in the position of power. Now, mine, I asked
he's under her thumb.
Yeah. And I asked a very specific timing question, and quite literally, in reverse position, it was 55, which is, that could be like weeks to months. It's going to be, meaning you add all those up, and that's years. And I'm seeing this as being, you know, like, a few years before he may look into himself, like, you know, how one does like meditations or whatever, or self-exercise to look into themselves, start laying down the work on that, and finally coming to the agreement and understanding. The card after that was the agreement card, but the one before it for the timing card.
Well, do you think
was,
the baby would be about two? He's 5 months.
Yeah, I'm seeing maybe a year or two more than that.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a couple of years. And that's all that's what it's giving me is a couple of years.
I have a bunch of sevens here. So I'm thinking At least.
She also has a bunch of coin cards, and they're all Earth. They're associated with the element Earth, and they're all about, and they're almost all of them are reversed and learning and bad stuff.
Good morning. Can I just be frank?
Oh, yeah, I already said stir the shit. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I don't know him. I don't know the woman. But he's a mama's boy. And if he can't be with you forever, he's going to look for another dominating woman. I don't know you, so I don't know if this is... But I'm looking at the cards. He wants to have somebody older than him that could direct him and to give him money and to give him status.
Being a musician, that's natural, right?
Because wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm not a musician, but Daniel is. I've dated musicians, and they want the glory and the praise and the honor and the applause.
Oh, yeah.
The applause, and they want it all now. And life doesn't actually work like that. And what she gets out of it, she gets a younger man who is fertile, so she can get pregnant at any time. You know, 40, you can still get pregnant. There's people in their, you know, mid-50s getting pregnant, so she can have another baby. The baby is used as a bargaining chip against you.
Yep.
Okay.
Against me?
And she's using that. I got the Two of Pentacles. She's holding that baby up. Saying,
well, like if you
know,
talk to your mother.
I got the baby. I know you want the baby.
Look over here.
You know, look over here. You know, I'm going to have the baby, and I'm going to hold this baby because this is your only grandchild. You have the Five of Swords, so, you know, these people are arguing with themselves all the time. You have the magician reverse where he's not really doing anything to resolve the situation. You have the Wheel of Fortune reverse. It's a sacrifice, and the sacrifice is you. And that's all I'm going to say.
So he's sacrificing me to hold on to him and the kid.
You got it.
Okay. The thing is,
and
if you ever...
I also want to say that was the...
Is he going
to
get in touch with me soon?
Right.
I need to
know
if he's...
I'll say that bluntly.
You don't know if he's going to get in touch with me?
You don't know what...
That's one thing. I don't know if he will get back in touch with you, and I don't think that, you know... That's one of those things that he has to make the choice.
Wow.
And I was going to say the first very thing I said.
In a while, but it's going to take some time.
Mm-hmm. But it won't be, it'll still have to be his choice at that point. Whether or not he loses her or something gets released, at the end it's on him. And I want to say the first thing I said when I draw those cards, he jumped from mom to a mother figure. And not a good one. As you well know.
Yeah. Why does she hate me? We don't even live close to each other.
She doesn't hate you. She's threatened by you because you're her. You're his actual
That's
mother.
What Darren said. But I never once.
It's fear. That's a totally different emotion. Now, fear breeds hatred, but she's scared of you.
I wrote that on my Facebook today about fear.
And yes, I like I said, I have to make the cheesy Star Wars line: fear leads to anger, anger leads to hate, hate leads to suffering. It's quite true. Fear is
so
a strong emotion. It can be irrational. She doesn't have any feeling on you whatsoever, except the fact that you're his actual mother and you actually have some power here, and she's terrified of that.
She's threatened by that.
Yeah, but he blocks.
So believe it or not, you
everything.
Actually have some high ground here if you just wait. I'll say that. If you have some high ground here if you wait, and I'm going to say this.
How long should I wait?
You wait for him.
Okay. Like, do you think I'd hear by Christmas from him?
I wish I could say yes. But this has not been an easy night for me, I'll say this outright. Just because of the things that I've read and had to say, and I sympathize. I definitely can't empathize because I've never been in this type of situation. and it's not easy. And I'm going to say this, even though he's 30, he's being a 30-year-old, 14-year-old.
Yeah.
No, I think it's more like at 9.
Yeah.
Well, no, the thing is, a 9 will still love a pair. A 14-year-old, that's when you start getting, oh, shoot. But
he envies his dad, and now he won't call. The father remarried 10 years ago. We were married 15 years, me and the dad. He cheated on me. He married this woman. And so the girlfriend didn't like her at first. Now she loves her, hates me. But my son holds the highest regard for his father and her.
And the cycle continues.
He's stuck at 15.
Yeah.
I have a degree in counseling. He's stuck at 15.
He's 30 going on 15. And
do you think this counselor is going to help him break through this block?
No, only he can do that.
Well, I would say if she's there at the counseling, absolutely
no,
not.
No, I don't think she's.
Okay.
He said he's going
sure,
himself
though.
Because of me.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of different factors. And most of them are his. That doesn't mean there's not outside sources, and some of them are very personal and very harsh and very hurting, but it's mostly on him. And the thing is, if she, even if she's not physically in the room, she's directing the therapy. She probably picked the guy, probably met the guy. Was
oh,
probably there
I
the
bet.
First of
yeah, I bet your dollars,
yeah.
Donuts. Yep. Quick question. I'm living in subsidized housing. I had an appointment Skype for an interview to do sales out of my house. The guy, he was interviewing other people, and I had to call him. I said, I've been on Skype waiting for you. Do you see me working out of my house, making extra money? I'm making $800 from the government a month. I can't freaking live off of that. I'm living in housing. And I lived in a beautiful English Tudor when I was married. My husband was an engineer. I went from riches to rags.
Daniel, I'm going to let you take this one.
Oh, that's a tough one.
The thing is,
you guys kill me.
I think
go
I've
ahead.
Gotten. I think I've hit the every reading tonight. It's like okay, my brain needs to recharge.
Okay, I'm good.
So
I'm getting that soon, telling me for you to continue to take chances, even ones that people might be like, oh, you're not going to do anything with that. You got to not listen to that voice at all. This is a very aggressive type of two-card reading. It's saying to be very aggressive and to continue to try to work in the way that you want. It's the risk card, and they're trying to get something out of they're opening up this jar, and there's these bees in it, and they're flying around. They could sting you. It's dangerous. And people go, you should be doing that. Or you can make honey from those bees, and it can be nice. So the thing is to be risky, to take chances. And it is showing me that you're going to have a sudden meeting sometime in the near future. In fact, maybe just within, I would say, a few weeks. Maybe, or you know how weeks, about 4 weeks equals a month. So.
But I got to work out of the home to keep it under the table.
Right. I understand that. But by networking, and of course we can network at home, right? And now with computer and all that. That it's showing me that kind of a surprise meeting might have you while doing your, you know, risk-taking, while doing all that, might turn out for something positive. And moving forward with this, because the next card I got from that was the walking card. I'm going to do one more.
Hey, you don't see a hunk coming for a 56-year-old gorgeous woman, do you?
So that one I'll look.
I'm telling you, I've got a gorgeous face, and I'll own it. I'm going to own it. And if I...
You know, I
want to
say this.
Yeah. but I got a personality to beat the band to.
I want to say this. Despite all the stuff you're going through, hearing you laugh, you have that warm laugh and that
you said
don't
queen
lose
energy.
That.
And, you know, be secure in your womanhood and flaunt it as
yeah.
much as possible, but don't be flighty about it.
Yeah, it's because Jeannie.
Hey,
cool.
I don't even want to sleep with the guy. That's the problem.
Oh.
How can I go out there and date? I'm going through menopause. I don't want, and that's what guys want. I'm done that shit right now.
Because you get, you'll get that type of guy.
You'll find the right guy.
The first available.
They'll be around. They're around.
They're always around.
Just that, you know what? I actually have not gone out to meet people in 3 years because of my funds. And I used to go out all the time, and I'd meet men all the time. And I think it was because my laughter, my personality, and my eyes, and this and that. I haven't been out in 3 years because I don't have the funds to go out anymore.
There are
so I don't know where the hell I'm going to meet this guy.
And do you have a Whole Foods near you? Because they usually have, like, a single night.
What? Whole Foods?
No, seriously. Because
you got to be goddamn kidding me.
No. Right here, because, well, think about it. Whole
I don't
Foods
cook anymore.
Okay. Oh. She's not receptive of what I'm saying. But, okay.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Is there... I have just one question, and we got to move to
I
the
like
there,
going in for a glass of wine, karaoke, talking to people, having fun.
Karaoke.
I have to be entertained.
Karaoke.
You can
yep.
sing a little bit, right?
I can carry a bucket of water better than a tune, that I can
okay.
tell you.
Well, the reason why I said that was because you mentioned karaoke, and I pulled up a card called the talent card. Whatever it's mentioning that maybe you meet somebody through exercising a unique talent that you have and going out and doing that, but in an affordable way. Well, that could be writing. That could be any different
many
thing.
Talents.
We all have something. You just it's
we
about looking
something.
For it.
I know.
Because
I just want to be in a serious relationship at this age.
You're
I'm
repelling
sick of
people.
Being alone.
The card I got next is one that's about repelling people through actions and to have faith in your talents, whatever they are. When I say talent, it can be many different things. I mean, we were joking about karaoke. That's why I said singing. But, no, it's actually Janice got the Journeyman of Cups or the Ace of Cups. So that's potential new friendship and partner. So that means that a new potential is on the way within...
Within
exactly. If you keep your eyes open, within it's eight weeks is about 2 months. Somewhere within about 2 months.
Oh wow!
You might actually.
Yes.
It might start off. I see it as friendly, like it's just a that Journeyman of Cups kind of very gentle looking card. It's not like kind of a real sexy looking card. So it's like someone.
Yeah, I'm not into
they're offering
that
a cup,
right
like
now.
They're offering you their friendship. Because the cups are, as you know, knowing a little tarot is emotion and art and friendship and relationship. So there's a potential within about 2 months.
Oh,
that
that's great.
I'll feel like a friend.
Okay. Well, listen, you guys, I thank you for all your help. And what I usually do is if I get a reading, I take it from the archives. Then I put it on my Facebook page, but I put only me. I put a lock on it. So that way I can go back and hear everything. But you guys have been great. I got to tell you.
Thank you.
This is the first time I listen. So you're on Wednesday evenings, but what time do you start? What time do you go
seven.
On the air?
We usually only go from 7 to 8. Tonight we were doing a reading show. We don't always do reading shows, but we have readers on the...
Oh.
So,
and you said you've heard of Darren, who is one of our readers.
Darren,
oh, my God.
And Darren was my first tarot teacher, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, that guy is. And I told him the other night, I said, you're number one in my book, hon. You're incredible.
I just pray that my tarot teacher isn't listening right now, because he'd probably go, what the hell are you doing?
But I think Kevin Barrett is on Monday nights, and he's a reader as well, and he's a professional reader like Darren. So we do have multiple readers on the network, Sunday and Monday. And we sometimes...
Okay, Monday, what's the guy's name? Kevin?
Kevin Baird.
Okay, and what time?
Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And then Darren Bouquer at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays, every Sunday, from New Orleans.
Yeah, he's good. But do you have the direct phone number? Because you know what? I'm going to tell you. Blog Talk Radio. Same number.
Same number. Mm-hmm. Same number.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Blog Talk Radio.
All of our shows
are
the same number.
They don't make it easy to find the programs that you listen to.
If you press follow to Main Street Universe, then you get an email.
Yeah, that I do.
Okay.
Oh.
But I fell upon you because, yeah, it came up, and I never heard of you people, and you were great. But it's like, oh, God, I got to tell you, hats off to all of you.
Thank
you. I got to tell you. But listen, guys, I'm going to let you go. I know, you know, you're saying, let's get rid of this one. She's giving me a pain in the fanny. But
no, absolutely not.
I'll
you
say
guys
this
have
right
been.
Worse.
I'm telling you. Thank God I can laugh with all the crap that's going on in my life. That's all I can
Don't
say.
Don't lose that.
You're
that
right,
is honey. A gift from God.
Laughing helps.
Yeah, that I have. Thank you so much, and have a good evening, all of you.
Right. Have a great evening. Thank you, 978. Okay, we've gone over our time, but we have one more caller who's been waiting a long time. Denise, you have to go?
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Okay.
David's out there waiting for her ride, her fiancé now.
Fiancé, yeah.
Boyfriend. Fiancé now. That's right. And we have one more caller here, Brett.
Mm-hmm.
And 859, thank you for waiting patiently. Selena. See you later, Dave. Selena's next week. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Okay. And did you want a general message or something more specific?
Something more specific.
Okay.
I've been, if I can explain it really, really quick, I'm moving in the middle of October. I've been living on public housing for the last 4 years, and I just started a new job, and I'm going to school full-time. So I've got a lot of things going on after 4 years of not doing anything but being a stay-at-home mom. And so I've been feeling kind of worried, like, what am I doing? Like, am I doing the right thing? Like, I just want to know what can the cards tell me about all this working out. How's all this going to play out? Is it, like, going to be a good thing, or we're going to wind up, something's going to wind up not working out?
Okay. And okay. Straight off the bat, as I asked that question, the first thing I got was guarding against and staying away from people that maybe are, and it sounds like you've been on that path. You've been focusing on yourself. You've been, you know, doing the right thing, going to school, doing all that, got a new job after some inactivity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's saying for me to just to continue to guard against people that want you to be an enabler or someone that's needy, maybe even an addictive personality. This might actually be from the recent past. Kind of, you know, and sometimes when I say guarding against it, doesn't mean you always have to cut someone off 100%. It means just not letting them influence and take you down, because it's a card about bad behavior in the reverse position. It means someone's trying to or has, you know, that thing, like, you know, they want you to be almost the enabler, or they have an addictive personality and they bring people down with them, and saying to keep folks like that, you know, at bay. You know, the occasional conversation is okay, but you can't let them get too close or to too too much influence.
Okay.
Now, I am getting something kind of positive here moving forward from that. I was kind of getting that that might have been stuff in the past a little bit, but now for the future, there was maybe people not seeing you correctly for your abilities. This also means, I like to sometimes say, like they're not respecting your intelligence and respecting your abilities. However, this is a time to continue with your new discoveries. This is not a time to stop. This is a time definitely to keep discovering, to keep pushing, to keep educating. It's also a card about education.
Okay.
And I'm going to keep going here. There are things out of your control, as always can be. And sometimes we get a little blockage or a little bump in the road.
Mm-hmm.
Things that, you know, slow things down. But I'm seeing that with the next card, the Coast, that one in reverse. And I realize, folks, I just want to explain briefly, I'm reading from an Oracle deck, and a lot of people don't particularly know this deck. I do read the traditional tarot as well. This one's called the Horizon Oracle. It is telling me that, again, new interesting people are coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
New interesting experience, and to keep wanting to discover. That's the overriding thing I'm getting from this.
Okay.
There's even an opposing card reverse, which is one that in upright, that's a card that, like, you hear so much now in modern talk of law of attraction and things where people say fake it until you make it. In reverse, it means someone else might be posing in whatever, but you realize that they're interesting and you might join them or they join you. So I'm seeing a little bit of help, a little bit of good, interesting people that you might be meeting. I'm also
okay.
getting the water and the coast, like things, maybe people inviting you to a place or coming to you from a place on the water. And so all of this comes from continuing. The one that jumps out at me the most is the Discoveries card. It's one of those very important cards. And
mm-hmm.
it's just saying to keep going with education. In fact, I see stability in the future. And someone else asking you to join their new horizons, because in this deck, the Horizon Oracle, there is a horizon card. And it's in reverse. In this case, it's not reverse, like negative of the quality. It means how others are involved in it. Meaning, if it was upright, it means something very simple. There's a great new horizon out there for you. And
mm-hmm.
in the reverse, it's someone is asking you to join them. So I even see maybe a potential new partnership. Now, this is more a little more in the future. Stability,
okay.
new place to live. It's called houses. Here's your new place. Here's your new place you're going. It's good, and you're going to join. This is another reading where there's help involved. There's been a bunch of that tonight. And someone may ask you. So it's all positive. It's staying with the discoveries. It will eventually lead to some stability. The houses card is all about stability, just like it might sound. You know, it's your new house, your new home, your new place. It's in the future a while, but it's coming, and then someone else comes to join you and ask you to be part, you know, sort of their potential on the horizon, if you will, because it's just exactly how the card looks, is horizons, and in the reverse or in the upside down position, you're asked with help on this. So this is actually very good, like in the realm of discovery and then horizon. This is a lot about learning and meeting and with even some stability towards the end. So I see it as very positive in this reading. This is probably the most positive reading of the evening.
Hey, good, because I was so happy and excited about this place and about moving out of this place I'm in, and I really wanted this place, and I affirmed it, and I affirmed it like every day. After I got it, I got really scared.
It happens. The fear of change.
About everything. About
even good change can be.
Okay.
So I'm seeing good things for the future on this.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for that. I needed that.
Okay.
I feel better now.
You have a good night. No, I know it's scary, but I think it'll be really well. Like I said, this is the best reading we've had tonight in terms of positivity.
And just as you were talking, I just said one more. Is she going to be okay on this kind of a thing? And the card I pulled up, again, it's about getting some help. It's the jump card, which means jumping into a new world. It's exactly what it means. And this is maybe in someone's new world, you find some help along the way. And it's okay to remember to establish your boundaries. Because that was the only warning I was getting from this. That was negative. Because I did get a card called the Boundaries card and a card called the Hiding card, which is about people, you know, having, you know, addictions. It can just mean bad behavior. And not being too influenced by folks like that. So it's okay to set up boundaries. It doesn't mean you got to close yourself off. But keep your boundaries, keep discovering, keep learning. And outside of that, it seems like a really positive reading.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
I thought that one was pretty clear cut. It seemed like the most positive reading of the evening.
Tonight was a pretty harsh night in terms of good, but I think a lot of good will come of it if they, you know, trust themselves. That hope is always there.
Not being afraid to seek help, swallowing pride sometimes, all the kinds of things.
And you know what? If he's still listening, I don't know if he is, but I want to say this. Swallowing your pride does not mean being broken. Having no pride does not mean being broken.
Right.
It's okay to stand up for yourself. They're two different things.
So, Brett, we're coming down to it. We've actually gone over our time, and we don't have any more callers. So, and it was also supposed to be in part a little bit, very brief, because we've never missed a Wheel Deer holiday and have not done a Mavon thing or a fall equinox. So what I was thinking...
Yeah.
Very simple, if you can gather your thoughts for a minute, is I'll do a brief introduction, and then you do a brief blessing for the equinox of any kind. It can be of a Christian nature. And then I'll do a song, and then we'll close down the show.
Okay.
Are you there? Okay, let me...
I'm here.
So... Because we had so many callers, not a full-on ritual, but still a recognition. So I'll start it in a Druid style, since it's not a circle being drawn in the full on like that. And say, behold, I do recognize that all space is sacred. And that on this day we are here to honor the gods of old, the shining ones, those who've passed. Father God, Mother Goddess, the ancestors, and all those living. And Brett, could you maybe do a prayer or blessing?
Lord of creation, whose glory is all around and within us, open our eyes to your wonders that we may serve you with reverence and know your peace at our lives' end. Through all our help, amen.
Now, as my offering to the God and the Goddess and to the ancestors, a brief, shortened version of a song from my new album. time of the new old ways. As its resistors. They say you're dreaming, but dreams are made now in the time of the new old way. Thank you very much, and thank you, Brett, for joining us.
Thank you. That was a lovely song.
Thank you. It's going on the new album, and I kind of shortened it a little bit for the purposes of the broadcast. But and also, of course, I have to say thank you, Mother God, yes, and Father God and ancestors for joining us. That is our offering. That is our brief ritual, but, of course, fully meant in our hearts, which I know that you know. Again, Main Street Universe is a network of 6 shows. This is one of them, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, the flagship one. Thank you again. Have a great equinox and a great evening.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.